A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Pei Beis, Gittin 82A, pagination is 163. We're starting from the Mishnah at the beginning of the new Perek, about 10 lines from the top. Hamigarish es Ishto, a man is divorcing his woman, his wife, va'omar lo, and says to her while he gives her the get, hareat muteres l'chal adam, ela l'ploni. You're permitted to everyone through this get, except for a specific man that he identifies. And the problem over here, of course, is that a get is supposed to free her from him, and he's retaining some control over who she can marry. Now, if the person that he identified is somebody that she wouldn't be able to marry anyway, it's somebody that Kiddushin is not tofes in, that if that person would try to be Mekadesher, it wouldn't work anyway. So then indeed, this is not considered an infringement on the power of the get. So if for some odd reason he decides to say, except for her brother, or except for her father, that's not going to impact the get, and whatever odd reason he said that, but that's not considered any infringement. But, as described in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Lamed Zayin Beis, if it's somebody that she's merely forbidden to marry, but it's Chayve Lavin, and not more than that, such that the Kiddushin would work, and she would have been a married woman if that person did Kiddushin, that's this case of the Mishnah that is considered infringement. You're impacting in some way who she can marry moving forward. Chachamim Osrim, the Chachamim say, it's not a good get. Ketzad Yasa, how could you rectify it? Yitlanu, he can take the get back. V'yachza v'yitnenu la, and give it to her a second time. V'yomar lo, and this time he'll say, areat mutaras l'chal adam, you're permitted to anybody you want to marry. That would be a solution, provided that it's not written in the get. The Mishnah concludes, kasvu bisocho, if you wrote it in the get, afa pishachazo machko pasul, even if you erased that line, it's not going to validate the get. The get has already been written in a certain way. But if it's simply a statement, our Mishnah is saying, you can take it back and do it correctly. The Gemara asks Iboi Luhu the following question. Hai Ela, when it said, except for somebody, chutz hu, was he doing it with the wording of except for? O Almanasu, or is he doing it as a condition? Chutzu, if it's an exception, so then bechutzu de pligi rabbanon, that's when the rabbis are issuing their ruling that it doesn't work. Dahashayir la beget, because he's actually making an exception and an infringement on the get itself. He's allowing except for. Ava ba'almanas, but had he worded it as a condition, Motullah, they would perhaps agree that it's a good get. Mididahava al-Koltanai ba'alma, just like any condition in the world. He can make a condition that she gives him $1,000. He can make a condition that a certain president is going to win the election. He can make all kinds of conditions. Conditions are not going to be considered an infringement of the get. The get is good, and it's conditional. But when he does chutz, except for, it's an infringement on the get, and he's holding her in a relationship of sorts, even though he's trying to sever the relationship. So the Gemara is asking, how should we understand this exception? Is it limited to when he says it as an exception, or even if he worded it as an almanas, as a condition? The Gemara, 6 lines from the bottom, tells us, after 2 proofs, Shema mino chutzhu shema mino. The way to understand our Mishnah is regarding the word chutz, and that's when the Rabbanon say it's not a good get, and that's all the Gemara says. If it's chutz, that's when we know that it doesn't work. And that's indeed how it's paskened in Evena Ezer Kuf Lamed Zayin, Se'if Aleph, where if a person said, except for so-and-so, Eino get, it's not a good get, Ketzad Yaseh, he could take the get back and re-give it, Avalim Omar Almanas, but the first opinion, as brought by the Mechaber, if he would have said Almanas, if he would have made it conditional, instead of an infringement in the very get, Hariu Kishar Tanai, it would be like any other condition, and she simply has to fulfill the condition by not marrying that certain person, no different than any other condition, like conditional that you give me $1,000. The Rama continues, though, and says, V'yesh machmirim afilu ba'omer almanas. There are those who are strict, even if he said almanas, he made it conditional. V'yesh lahachmir lechatchilo, and preferably, we should be careful, even with almanas, that we don't make such a condition in the get, or about the get. Why is this indeed a concern? I thought the Gemara told us that chutz is the case that it's forbidden, and presumably almanas is fine. And the Vilna Gaon, in his comments, Os Dalid, observes that the reason for this dissenting opinion, who says that even almanas might be a concern, is because, interestingly enough, the Gemara didn't really answer the question. It evaded it, essentially, in a very classic style of, you asked me a question, I'll answer what could be answered, and I'll just leave the rest of it hanging because I can't answer it. The Gemara asked, originally, chutz would be the case, where he's infringing on the get because he's making a condition as to who she can marry. He's excluding, in the power of the get, who she can marry. And then continued and said, but by almanas, if it was an external condition, perhaps we would agree that the get works. That was the question. When the Gemara answered the question, it only answered part of the question. It said, Shema mino chutzhu, that our Mishnah should be understood regarding the word chutz, but you have a question about almanas? We're not answering that question. In the words of the Gaon, velo ka'omar, aval almanas modile. But our Gemara did not continue and say, but had it been an external condition, using the words almanas, they would agree that it's a good get. The Gemara simply left that hanging. And therefore, this second opinion holds that that too would be a concern, would be a question. So if it's chutz, it's clearly not good. If it's almanas, this opinion in the Rama holds that it's still going to be a concern and not a definitive get. The Rama concludes, V'im choshta mei adam, if the husband who's divorcing her is perhaps divorcing her because of this concern that she's hanging out with a certain person. Yomar le Bezdin, he should tell Bezdin that he objects to her marrying this other person, but he shouldn't make it as a condition. And Bezdin can prevent them from getting married, but it shouldn't be done, the Rama holds, as a condition in the get. Sometimes the husband simply may not agree to that. He really, really wants to avoid having her marry that specific person that ruined his marriage. And in such a case, if he's not confident that Beis Din will be able to restrain them, in our time, Beis Din doesn't have the same kind of power necessarily that Beis Din had in certain European towns, for example, in the time of the Rama. So if he's going to word a condition, he certainly would want to make sure that he's wording it as an almanas rather than a chutz, because chutz is clearly not a good get, and the almanas kain could be formulated by the Beis Din administering the get in a way that it would work. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.